This week about Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, this concept of part of a day, if one started part of the day, it's as if the entire day passed. So this is Machlokas we saw in Mori Katan Yud Zayin and Beis. And the Machlokas between Chachamim and Abba Shaul. Abba Shaul says we do hold the Inyan of Mitzvah Yom Kikulo, that if the day Shiva, the seventh day, is, let's say, on Thursday, so you don't have to wait until nightfall. The moment Thursday begins a little bit, so we view that as being the entire day, and the Shiva's over, and then the Avel could practice the halachas of Shloshim now. That's what the Gemara says, and Chachamim felt that is not the case, and you have to wait until the entire day ends. So this came up in the discussion of this Yantif Gond Mevatel, the Shiva. So it depends whether or not. So let's say the seventh day is Erev Yantif. So according to the Chachamim, well, since seventh day doesn't end until nightfall, so Shloshim has never begun, so when Yantif comes, Yantif is only Mevatel the Shiva, but it's not going to be Mevatel the Shloshim, because Shloshim hasn't been started yet. But according to Abba Shaul, since day seven, not only does it end Shiva, but then it also automatically begins Shloshim, so then when Yantif comes, Yantif is Mevatel the Shloshim, and there's no requirement of having to keep Shloshim through or after Yantif. So that's the Machlokas in the Gemara. How do we paskin? Yeah?
In terms of the count of Shloshim, so the day after Shiva ends, that's still the eighth day.
So we'll get to that in just a second. Well, that's the first part. We'll discuss that in just a second. Machlokas in the Rishonim, actually. So then the Gemara says, how do you paskin? We paskin like Abba Shaul. And the reason why we paskin like Abba Shaul is, I mentioned before, in Shas, there are two areas in Shas where we paskin Lakula. One is Erevin, we always go Kedivri HaMekel. I think I mentioned this before several times, that there is no such thing as an Erev that's according to all Shitas, all Chumras. Almost every Erev relies on a number of Kulas. It has to be that way, just because it's so complicated. The Kew Gardens Hills Erev might be the best one locally, because it actually relies on walls. Three of the walls of the LIE and maybe Grand Central or something like that. I don't know Grand Central, but different highways around, and there were these walls. So since it's mostly of walls, that even the Rambam, even the Sfardim would rely on such an Erev, who don't rely on string Erevs, they would rely on the Kew Gardens Hills Erev. So I don't think that relies on any Kulas. But other than that, almost every Erev around relies on a number of Kulas. So the Gemara already says we always pass in Kedivri HaMekel the Erev. And the Gemara also says we pass in Kedivri HaMekel the Avel. So we pass in like Abba Shaul, the Kula, that we hold of Mikses HaYom Kekula. So Ariel asked the question, so what does it mean Mikses HaYom Kekula? So there's a machlokas in the Rishonim. If you take a look at number two in the Rif says, Ke Abba Shaul, the Amar Imchal Shvilios Erev Regel. If the seventh day falls out on Erev Yantif, Megaleach Be'Erev Regel, you're allowed to shave Erev Yantif. Now let's just understand the halachas of shaving. We already discussed shaving and haircutting. The halacha is that most of the dinim of Avelis only exist for 7 days. There are a couple of dinim that extend itself to Shloshim, and one of the halachas are of not getting a haircut, not shaving. So even though after Shiva is over, one can't shave until Shloshim, or for a parent, Achi Yigar Bo Chavero, which means until you look so disgusting, people say you can't walk around looking like that, which is beyond 30 days. When it comes to Yantif, Yantif is able to end that din of Shloshim. So it comes to Yantif, Yantif says you're allowed to shave Erev Regel. Why? It's the seventh day of Shiva. The guy just got up that morning, and now it's Shloshim, and suddenly he's allowed to shave. You should wait another 23 days till it's over. Because the kasavar mikses hayom kekulo, it's only partially of the day is considered as if the whole day went through. The yom shvi ola leminin shiva, the ola leminin shemona shumichlal shloshim. So listen to what's going on here. So day seven, let's assume Thursday. Let's say today is shiva. So shiva not only is this morning day seven, but actually also turns into day 8. On this day, it's serving as two counts on the same day. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, number one is no. What it means is, of course, this is still day 7 for the guy. You just don't have to keep the halachas of it anymore. But it's only counted as day 7. Tomorrow, on Friday, is going to be day 8. The Rif says no. Mikse Yom Kekulo doesn't only mean that the halachas no longer apply of Avelis, of Shiva, but also in terms of counting, we transform the day into a new day, into day 8 as well. Now, obviously, in Metzias, in reality, you can't count one day as two different days, but luckily we're able to transform it from this day, Mikse Yom Kekulo, into day 8 already. So just to give a model that maybe is more relevant, understand, certainly nowadays, is the idea of called Tosefa Shabbos. What's Tosefa Shabbos? Tosefa Shabbos is that a person can begin Shabbos earlier, even though really Shabbos begins at Seis. Seis is around 9:20 or so, right? 9:19. That's when Shabbos begins. But we start Shabbos earlier. Certainly make an earlier Shabbos, 7 o'clock minim. So that's called Tosefes Shabbos. How far do you take the halachas of Tosefes Shabbos? So everyone agrees in terms of Issur Melacha, you can't do Issur Melacha during Tosefes Shabbos. Person's Mekabel Shabbos. The earliest time a person can be Mekabel Shabbos is, anyone know? Plag. You can't do it. If a person is Mekabel Shabbos before Plag, it doesn't work. If a lady, and this happens a lot, a lady lights Neris Shabbos before Plag, it wasn't a good lighting. She has to light again afterwards. It didn't work. It doesn't make sense. You can't do it before Plag. So after Plag and Mincha, you accept Shabbos. So everyone agrees you can't do any Melacha. Melacha is Aser. But are you allowed to do Mitzos Aser? Is a person allowed to say Kiddush? Are you allowed to eat the Suda during that time? Is that considered, did it transform into Shabbos? Or no, it's just a Gezeira not to do any Melacha. It's a little buffer not to do any Melacha. But to say it's really Shabbos, that's a big Machlokas Rishonim. So the Mishnah Berurah actually writes that if a person takes upon himself Shabbos, it's best practice for him to have the kezayis of challah after tzeis. Because according to some, a kezayis of challah before tzeis, even though you've accepted Shabbos, may not be good for a suda. You have to have it after Shabbos. I've tried this before. It's very, very hard. Imagine having a full meal. And then you want having, you know, you have your, whatever you're having, meat and salad and kugel. And then afterwards, you're up to dessert. And you take a kezayis of challah. It just doesn't taste good. It's just not, you're not interested in the challah anymore. It's very hard to do. You have to have a lot of Yir Shemayim to do this. I don't have Yir Shemayim. I can't do this. If you have Yir Shemayim to be able to eat that challah, kezayis challah, after the meal's over, for me it doesn't work at least. But the Mishnah Berurah recommends that one does this because Shabbos has not transformed. Just because you're Tosefa Shabbos, it just means the halachas you keep of not doing melacha, but that hasn't changed into Shabbos. Or another idea, Tosefa Shabbos, Sfir Sa'omer. So, do we say, we know normally Sfiras Omer should be counted after Tseis? If not after Tseis, you could count after Shkia. And if not, maybe even after Plag, but let's assume not Plag, Shkia. So now, let's say a person's Mekabel Shabbos. Do we say that now it turns into Shabbos, now it turns into a whole new day? No. It can't turn into a whole new day. It's still the day of Friday, it's not Shabbos yet. So in some dinim, we say Shabbos can transform into a new day. Other halachas, we say it cannot. Another big thing that comes up here, it's very relevant in this shul. Other shuls do this as well. It's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. It's something called Tarte de Sasre. Tarte de Sasre means there's a period of time, there's between Plag and Shkia, that you could use either as Mincha only or as Marv. So Plag is right now, Plag, I'll explain to you how it works. Plag is now 6:55. Okay, 6:55 is Plag, which means, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says before 6:55 you could daven mincha, and then you could daven marv after 6:55. That's allowed according to Rabbi Yehuda. But then there are the chachamim who all know you can't daven marv until after shkia. So you have now shkia is there 8:29. So you could daven mincha up until 8:29, then marv takes place afterwards. So between plag 6:55 and 8:29, plag and shkia, Rabbi Yehuda says you can daven marv but not mincha. Chachamim say you could daven mincha but you can't daven marv. Either one or the other. How do we paskin? Rav says you have to be consistent. Either always view plag like Rabbi Yehuda, that after plag you can't daven mincha anymore, but you can't daven marv, or like Chachamim that you can't daven marv until after shkia. So what happens in these shuls? So we're davening 7 o'clock is the main minute. That's already that's mamish between plag and shkia. We're davening mincha at 7 o'clock, which is after plag, but we're also davening marv. That's Tarti the Sasri. That's like Rabbi Yehuda on one end. It's like Chachamim. They don't agree with each other. It's either only the period of time is for Mincha, like Chachamim, or it's only for Marv, like Rabbi Yehuda. But we do both of them. So how is that allowed? So Mishnah Berurah says, since we have no choice, some shuls you're allowed to do it. But best not to do this. But what some of the poskim write, the Chassidish poskim, are that once you're Mekabel Shabbos, it's no longer that time period anymore. You've just changed the entire, it's now Shabbos. It's no longer between Plag and Shki anymore. So after Plag, it's still Mincha time, davening Mincha. No, sure. So now, I can't daven Marv. You're right, during the week, in a chol, I can't daven Marv. But when you're Mekabel Shabbos, Shabbos has just transformed into Shabbos entirely, and now it's Shabbos. It's now Tseis HaKochavim. It's now nighttime, and you are allowed to daven Marv. So that's the explanation. So we see this concept that sometimes something can change the day. So that's what's going on here, says the Rif, that Miksa Yom Kekulo, that once Shiva ends, it now turns it into day 8, even though it's really day 7, it has the ability to change it into a new day, into day 8. So one day, Thursday, is being counted both 7 and 8 as 2 days. So that means in totality, the guy is sitting only 29 days. Right? You see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This is also 8. So that's 8 now. I have 7 fingers up, but that's 8. 9, 10, 11, I have 10 fingers up. So I'm counting 11, even though only 10 fingers. Next you get to 29, ends up being 29 days. I'm counting 30 in only 29 days.
Next day is not 8,
2. The next day ends up being 9. So take a look at Tosfos, number 3. 3, and the Tosfos writes, and just read the bold here. Harav Rabbeinu Yomtif, Pirish, Kaven de Kaimelan Mikses Yom Shiva, Kukula, V'olu Lakan Lakan, Mikses Yom Kukulo, he passes until he allowed to shave already in day 29. Day 29? Shloshim. How do you get to day 29? It's because day 7 serves as 2 days, as day 7 and day 8. We don't pass in this way, we pass in that no, even though Mikzis Yom Kukulo, it still doesn't count as day 8, it's still only day 7. We pass in you have to wait a full, one has to wait a full 30 days, and then on day 30, we say Mikzis Yom Kukulo. Now, another interesting thing that comes up here, what about the din of nighttime? Mikses Yom Kukulo, does it work at nighttime? So, the Tosfos number 4 here, he's talking about a case. Let's say, I'm sure, you know, it's definitely happened in history. I don't know how common it is nowadays with communication. But let's say a relative lives far away, wasn't able to get to the Shiva home until he missed it. Let's say the guy missed the Shiva. He wasn't able to sit with his family, so he has to count the Shiva all by himself. That's what happens. But let's say the Gemara says he makes it right before day 7 he comes up. He shows up day 7. And he chaps day 7, so then he's able to be part of the count, doesn't have to sit any more Shiva. Even though Lamaisa he sat for 2 minutes, as long as he got there before day 7 ended, he's Yotzei Shiva. So Tosa asks, how is that possible? If we assume Mikses Yom Kukulo, right now Tosa is assuming, he doesn't say this, but his assumption is it applies at nighttime. So right now, let's say Tseis is 9:19. So it means 9:20, 1 minute in, it's over. Mixayom, Kikulo. So what? The guy has to show up on day 7. How can the guy show up on day 7 in that last, that 1 minute, that first minute of the 7th day he shows up? It's such an unlikely case. And the 60 seconds he has to show up. So how is that possible? The Tosa says, no, because if the Menachemim are still there, people were being Menachem Avil. So they came at 8:30, they're talking and schmoozing, and the Avil can't wait to get up. He's looking at the clock, it's 9:19, he's waiting, where the guys are not leaving, they're asking questions which he doesn't want to hear. How did they die? How sick were they? You know, how much pain were they in? Every question that they should be asked. So then they can't wait to get out of here. And then he's just sitting there, and then it ends up being 9:45, 9:50. He shows up during that extra time, when on day 7, as long as the Menachemim haven't left yet, he still sits Shiva. So really, even though you're right that he's able to get up that first 60 seconds of the night, he didn't get up. As long as the Menachem are still there, and he shows up, that's part of that counts as his Shiva. But then Tosa says that maybe not. Maybe Mikses Yom Kukulo doesn't work at nighttime. Maybe Mikses Yom Kukulo, you have to go through the whole night, and then only in the morning at sunrise, which is around now around 5:30 is Nates. 5:31 is when it ends. But the 12 hours of nighttime, that you have to keep. Ava has to keep the nighttime. Mikses Yom Kukulo only works once the sun rises, but it doesn't work at night. So these are two opinions in Tosfos. Does Mikses Yom Kukulo work in the first minute of the night, or only the first minute of the day? What's the machlokas? What do you think machlokas is? Where the Mikses Yom Kukulo would apply Balayla or not? What does Mikses Yom Kukulo mean? It means if part of the day was this way, then the entire day is viewed as that. If one kept Shiva for part of the day, it's as if he kept Shiva for the entire day. So why would that... So I would think...
It's not the way the day starts.
Yeah.
The way that the day starts,
I would think... Let's start with that point first. There's a concept of however something began, that sets the tone. So as long as the nighttime, the first minute was Shiva, so this day was counted as Shiva. That should work Balayla as well. Whatever the Tchias Yom was, we discussed this in Hilchot Tzitzis, that does a person, when they make Tzitzis, do they have to say every 30 seconds, L'shei Mitzvah Tzitzis? L'shei Mitzvah Tzitzis? No. We say everything goes based on Das HaRishona. If the person tying the tzitzis says, I'm doing all my tying l'shei mitzvah tzitzis, that's sufficient because everything goes back to his initial Das. The initial thought, the initial action sets the tone. So that would be, I think, the pshat of why it works balayla. Since the moment the night began, the day began, which was the first 60 seconds of the night, that sets the tone. It's considered a shiva. Mixayom, kekula. That's very mistaber. Why would you say, though, maybe that wouldn't work? You have to wait until the daytime.
Literally the day.
But that's how the word mixayom sounds like literally the day. But what would the logic be of that? Why would it be that way? So it could be that they separate. It could be that we view them as different sections. There's 12 hours of nighttime and 12 hours of the day. And we simply, it's really 14,
segments
of the Shiva. So maybe it's different segments. Could be that also. Maybe they're different segments. Or perhaps, mix them kikulo, you need rove. You need rove. That's what it needs. You need rove of the day, rubo kikulo. Even though it says mix as a yom kikulo, it's maybe the concept of rubo kikulo. You need most of it. So most of it means all the night, and then a little bit of the day. Once you tip over into the day, then you have rubo. Oh, you're going to tell me in the summer where the night's shorter than the daytime. So nights is only going to be from 9:30 to 5:30 is only going to be 8 hours of a 12-hour day. No, we view that segment as night is half. Even though it's lemaisa maybe less than 12 hours, that's half. So perhaps you need partially of the day as well to tip the scale to have rubo kukul. And I don't know if this is true. These are just thoughts of mine. But either way, we see that there's a machlokas, whether or not you apply mix of yom kukulo balayla, or no, you have to go straight to the layla and only takes effect by yom. Halach l'maisa, how do we paskin? So you look at number 7 in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch writes that we'll read this inside together. Shin tzadi hei sif alf. Kevin she'omdu menachmen me'etel ha'avel b'yom shvi. Once the menachmens get up for the day 7, mutter b'chol dvarim she'asabem toch shiva. Everything's mutter. The mix of yom kikulo. There you have it, very clear. The daven shachris in the house, and then the moment they get up, the moment the menachmen leave, the minion leaves, everything's mutter. Now the practice is to walk around the block, and they're very nice things, and none of that is required at all. What's required is once the people of the minion leave, and just the family left alone, everything's mutter. Everything from shiva's mutter, but the dinei shloshim still remain in effect, which we'll get to, but one of them is cutting, getting haircuts. Another one, which you probably don't want to hear, is, according to the Ramah, at least taking showers and baths, at least hot baths, but there's what to rely on, but not for now. And loshna mixas yom shvi, loshna mixas yom shloshim. It's not only true of day 7 that we say mixas yom kikulo, but even day 30, one doesn't have to wait for the entire day 30 to finish off. The moment the sun rises on the day 30, then all dinei shloshim fall away as well. Okay, so take a look at the Pischei Tshuva now. The Pischei Tshuva number 8 quotes a Tshuva Tzerad Baz. It's a very interesting Tshuva Tzerad Baz. Shechriya, he's machriya. He has a pshara. He's a compromise here. He says, even though we paskin that mixa yom kikula only works bayom, but doesn't take effect balayla, he quotes a Rad Baz here that says, le'inyan Talmud Torah v'tash mishamita de'isbu mitzvah, Islan le mifsak kedivra mekil, de mixasit laila kechalayom. He's mekil that when it comes to these two dinim of Talmud Torah, and when it comes to Tashmish, it's a mutter, because these things relate to a mitzvah. Now, I don't know if he's talking Tashmish in general, or talking about a person trying to have children. I'm not sure, not for now either, though. But these, since there is a level of mitzvah involved in these, they're zoomed to make already balaila. So that's what he says. Since there's a tzorach, there's a certain need, you can rely on the divrei hamekel. Because we already know by now that when it comes to avel, kedivrei hamekel bavel, we try to be lenient. So even though the halachas were machmir, that we don't say mixayom kikulo belaila, there is room to rely on for these two halachas of tashmish and Talmud Torah, because they're mitzvahs. Aval berechitza v'sicha v'shar dvarim, the lesbu mitzvah, taking a bath, taking a shower, using oil, cream, which is not a mitzvah, paskinen kedivrei machmirim d'mabai mixayom dafka v'lo mixas halayla. You have to wait until the daytime, and nighttime is not allowed. Halacha l'maaseh, the post can point out, we do not rely on this Radbaz, unless there's a tremendous tzorach, a real shas adachak, do we really need it? So I don't know what the shas adachak will be in Talmud Torah. I know they tell stories of people who are great tzaddikim who love to learn, that after Tisha B'Av, a full 24, 25 hours of not learning, they'll learn before even eating. They were so lacking of their learning, they'd stop. So a person like that who mamish lives off of Talmud Torah, so then maybe there's a what to rely on for them to learn at nighttime, the first chance they have, Miksa Yom Kukulo, even Belila. Perhaps, I didn't see this discussed, but that's a type of person. Anybody like us, no offense to any of us, unfortunately many of us waste a lot of time, and if we don't learn all the time, that's just how we are, myself included. So therefore, I'm not sure how pressing the learning is. It's always a mitzvah, but I don't know if we would rely on this kula. In terms of Tashish Amita, the situation where they're trying to have children having a difficult time, or it's the right moment of the ovulation and things like that, that would be a shas at the chak, in which case there should be a heter, seemingly, on Tashish Amita, even Miksa Siyom Kukulo Balayla. Now, this concept of the Miksa Yom Kukulo really comes up in other areas throughout Shas as well. I'm just going to touch upon just one area, and we'll finish off with this tshuva, the Ginas Viradim. He has this question number 10, a very halacha maisa question. What's the halacha of Sheva Brachos on day 7? So let's say the couple gets married Sunday night. Sunday night is already Monday. So Monday is day 1 of Sheva Brachos. That's the first day. So you're counting the days, so Sunday ends up becoming day 7 of the Sheva Brachos. So do we say Miksiyam Kekulo, and then the moment sunrise on Sunday morning, they should no longer say Sheva Brachos? Or no, do we say they have the entire day to say Sheva Brachos, day 7 is day 7? So that's the question that was posed. So he says he says there are so many areas of halacha that sometimes we paskin Miksiyam Kekulo, and sometimes we paskin you need a full 7 days. So for example, do we say when it comes to Pesach, Yantif, do we say Yom Tov Achron, the seventh day of Pesach, Yom Shvi'i Shel Pesach, the second the sun rises, you daven Shacharis Musaf, you kriyas Torah Musaf, and then it's over, and Yantif's over? Of course not. You need to wait until Yantif's over, until full 7 days. So that's an example where we have a full 7. He says another example we have of a Nazir. A Nazir has to keep Shlosh Yom, has to keep 30 days. Why does he keep 30 days? The Stam Nazir is the Shlosh Yom. The Gemara quotes Gematria. Remember what the Gematria is? He says Yihiyah. He has the Gematria 30, so that's a source that has to be 30 days. And the Pasuk says, the word Malay, what's the exact Pasuk? I don't remember. It writes it down here, I think. But it's clear from the Gemara that based on the Pasuk, you have to have the 30 days until the nightfall. You don't say Miksiyam Kekulo by Naziris. But sometimes we do say Miksiyam Kekulo, like the case of Shiva. So what's halacha? He goes through every single case. It's a very fascinating tshuva. Every example of Shiva, where whenever there's a minion, do you need the full count, or would you apply Miksis Hayom Ke Kula? So he ends up saying halacha l'maisa. He writes that, we saw this together in Moikatan. I'm not sure we discussed this at all together. The inyan of Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. Did we discuss this? I don't think so, right? I think it's much earlier. I think it's Chesam and Beis. So Chesam and Beis in Moikatan talks about the concept Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. The Mishnah there tells us that you can't get married on Yantif. You can't get married on Yantif. And the Gemara says, why? Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. You can't mix wedding Simcha with the Simcha of Yantif. So that's a whole fascinating discussion. So if you take a look at it, if you want to, those who have a Gemara in front of you, so the Tosas there, Lufi, I'll let you guys get the places there. It's a fascinating discussion. It's a very interesting topic. It's Daf Chesam Ebeis. Chesam Ebeis, I may as well read the Mishnah and then the Tosfos there. So the Mishnah says, Ein nosin nashim b'moed. You're not allowed to get married on Moed. Why not? The Gemara says there, V'chi simcha ilo, my hobby, who cares? What's the big deal? And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, V'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, others say Amar Belaz, Amar Bechanina. If you should Ein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha, you're not allowed to mix two simchas together. You're going to detract from the different simchas. And that's the psak. That's what's brought down lehalacha. So you look at Tosas. What's the basis? What's the source for this? The Tosas Dibra Maschil Lefi Shein Marvin Simcha B'Simcha. It's a gzeris hakasav. It's a din deraisa. Says Tosfos Kidedarish Lekaman Mikra Dishlomo. Later on, the pasuk is going to bring Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech had celebrated the Chanukah Sabayis on Yom Kippur. They thought he might get punished for this. They ended up eating Yom Kippur. A whole other discussion in Gemara Moikatan here. Fine. But that's the Bavli. But the Yushalmi brings Darish Midichsiv Male Shavua Zos. What's that from?
Yaakov.
Yeah, Yaakov marrying Rachel, Leah and Rachel. That Male Shavua Zos, when it was complete. The Shavua, the Shavua Brachos were Male when they were complete. That's the source of Eimar Vin Simcha V'Simcha. I mean, why couldn't, what happened was Yaakov married Leah and then he married Rachel right afterwards. So why couldn't they get married on the same day? Or why couldn't he get married on day one and then day two marry Rachel afterwards? The pasuk says only Male Shavua Zos, only after Shavua Brachos were complete, was he allowed to then marry Rachel on day eight. That was allowed. So based on the pasuk Male, complete, you have to wait a full 7 days, that even though normally by Avelus we paskin Miksa Sayom Kikulo, when it comes to Shavua Brachos, he says, it's Male, it's a full 7 days. And therefore in our case that we created, so Sunday one would be able to say Shavua Brachos until nightfall. And he brings up Maisa that people, that's how we paskin, that one does in fact say Shavua Brachos, and we do not apply Miksa Sayom Kikulo to the dinim of Shavua Brachos. Okay, so we'll stop here, and then Mr. Shem, next week we're going to do the next sugya, which talks